When did you know that first play was going to be that call? Did you guys talk about that last night, or was it something you knew right before the play?
Yeah, the first play was something that, you know, we knew prior to today. You know, we script out a couple plays at the beginning of the game, and we knew that play had a chance for a big play opportunity, and we were fortunate to get the coverage we were hoping for. The offensive line in the back did a tremendous job of really selling run to allow me to get outside and get that edge to, you know, give me the time to throw the ball to Bubba.
You still had to be a little bit surprised he was running so free, yes?
He was wide open.
Yeah.
You know, and those are those ones where you see him so open, you're like, hey, just put the ball on him. You know, you don't want to miss him. But, you know, Bubba ran a great route. Like I said, the line gave me the time, and it was just a great play to start the game.
Hey, talk about Bubba. You hit him a couple times this preseason.
Yeah, you know, Bubba's someone who, you know, I've had a lot of preseason time with him. You know, he seems to always be in my group, and I'm very fortunate for that because he's a great player. So, you know, Bubba and I have definitely built some chemistry over the years. He's someone that I trust. I know where he's going to be, he's definitely a playmaker.
Rocky, you were talking in practice this week about helping other guys make the team look as good as they possibly can. Can you grade yourself on that?
You know, it's tough, especially in the fourth preseason game. You know, you really want to spread the ball out. You want to make sure everybody gets their touches and gets their opportunities, you know, to show their abilities to the coaching staff. So, you know, I need to go back and watch the film before I can really grade that. But like I said, you know, the fourth game, you really want to spread the ball out. And you know, all those receivers, tight ends, all those skilled guys, backs, you know, just like everybody else on the team, you know, they've been working so hard, you know, really for the past half year. So tonight you really want to give them an opportunity to show their stuff.
What about playing behind that second line, Brock? Because you had a chance to play with the ones quite a bit during camp in the preseason, but these guys are also trying to do the same thing as those skill players you touched on.
Absolutely. You know, the group I was out there with tonight, you know, everyone's fighting for a job. You know, everyone wants to prove what they're capable of doing in the National Football League. And I thought the group of linemen that I was out there with, I thought they did a great job. You know, obviously when we go back and look at the tape, I'm sure all 11 guys that were on the field are going to say, you know, shoot, I should have, you know, done this on that play, or I could have done this. But in an overall nutshell, I thought the offensive line played great tonight. They gave me time to make some plays down the field, and I thought they did a great job.
Brock, for obvious reasons, the preseason was very, very important to you. I'm wondering how you would characterize your preseason, and also is it going to be tough for you now, after getting a taste of starting a couple of games and getting a lot of playing time, is it going to be tough for you to go sit behind Peyton again?
You know, that's probably the easiest question to answer. Without a question, it's going to be hard. You know, to get a taste of what it's like to start in this league, I know it was preseason, but still, anytime you're starting a football game, you know, I treat them all the same way. And to get out there and be able to play with that first unit, obviously it keeps you very eager to want to be out there and play more. But that's not my role. Right now, my role is to be the backup quarterback, be prepared every single week to play if something happens to Peyton, and then obviously get our number one defense ready by running a great scout team each week.
And how would you characterize your team?
Yes. You know, obviously, as a competitor, you're always going to think you could have done better. And I would say I'm my hardest critic. I'm always going to grade myself very, very hard and really dive into that film and my performances. So to answer your question, you know, I think I did some great things throughout preseason. And then obviously I did some things I need to learn from, I need to build upon, make sure that those things don't happen again. And you know, they won't, and they'll make me a better football player in the end.
Brock, same situation as the other years, and played a lot in the preseason. Now the regular season, it's Peyton's team again. Is your mindset any different now coming out of this preseason?
You know, it's not, and I don't think it can be. I think my mindset always needs to be prepared to be the leader of this football team. You know, it just takes one play, and you're in the game. So I'm going to approach every single week like I'm the starter. I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can in the classroom, on the practice field. And like I've told you guys before, you know, I take scout team very serious. You know, we're not out there just to, you know, allow the defense to make plays throughout the week to make themselves feel good. You know, we're out there competing, and we're trying to get better as well. In case our number gets called on a Sunday, we're ready to go.
Do you think you gave Gary Kubiak and John Elway what they were looking for?
You know, that's not up for me to decide, and we never had any discussions of, you know, what exactly they were looking for, so I can't answer that question. I just know that, like I told you before, I'm very happy with certain things I did throughout the preseason, and then obviously there's some things that I learned from, and they'll make me a better football player in the long run.
I know you keep saying you want to go back and look at the tape on things you want to work on, but is there anything right now that you can specifically say you definitely want to work on in the regular season?
Wow. You know, I think as a quarterback, any time you can get to, you know, maybe a third or a fourth read in a progression, you might find a guy open that you wouldn't find if you're just getting into maybe your second or third read. So I think any time that you can, you know, stay in the book and really work on progressions throughout practice, it's going to make you more comfortable in the pocket come game day.